This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening descends over Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night. Jerusalem remains cool as darkness falls. Haifa feels a gentle breeze sweeping through the city. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, 2 hours ago, the IDF reports Hezbollah violated the ceasefire, firing over 50 rockets at Israeli forces. The army promises a strong response. Also, Ynet reports 3 hours ago that Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz, threatening missile fire on Israel tonight. This follows allegations of violations in Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS notes the IDF confirmed more than 50 projectiles were fired at troops. Israeli soldiers are positioned to protect civilians. Separately, the Jerusalem Post, just 2 minutes ago, states Iran claims the Hormuz closure is retaliation for U.S. and Israeli breaches of a memorandum of understanding. And finally, I-24 News from 3 hours ago highlights Iran's message that the closure is a first step, with further actions planned if aggression continues. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, wrote 20 minutes ago that the IRGC's navy has closed the Strait of Hormuz due to Israel's actions in Lebanon and the U.S.'s failure to adhere to agreements. They warned vessels to stay clear of the strait. In a post earlier, Mishtal retweeted a message highlighting Iran's influence over Hezbollah's actions. The tweet questions whether journalists understand Iran's role in the conflict. Avigdor Lieberman, a political figure, expressed frustration 41 minutes ago, calling on the military to demand decisive action against Hezbollah, criticizing ceasefire agreements. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's announcement, reported by Walla, the ceasefire violation by Hezbollah involved over 50 rocket attacks. This follows a tense night where several tree attacks occurred and a Lebanese soldier was reportedly killed in Israeli strikes. The IDF emphasizes its commitment to defending Israeli civilians. Turning to Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz, as covered by Ynet, this move comes 2 days after a new deal took effect. Iran cites violations in Lebanon as the cause. The closure of this vital waterway could escalate tensions and impact global oil supplies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details Iran's military's declaration. They view the closure as retaliation against breaches by the U.S. and Israel. This action could strain diplomatic efforts and lead to increased military posturing in the region. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Rafael, the maker of Iron Dome and Iron Beam, unveils the Iron Wasp. This new weapon aims to counter the growing threat of drones, marking a significant advancement in defense technology. Separately, from Globes, Wiz's co-founder, Ami Lutwak, stresses the urgent need for cybersecurity to adapt quickly due to AI's rapid impact. This highlights the evolving nature of tech threats and the necessity for prompt responses. And finally, Ynet Business shares insights from Ayal Efrat, a banking executive who reassures new immigrants that Israel's banking system, though initially confusing, can be navigated with some key learning. This offers some comfort to those adjusting to life in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.